The New England Patriots are wrapping up their preparations for the AFC Championship game Sunday against the Broncos in Denver. They leave for Denver today. It'll be the Pats' 10th appearance in the championship game in 15 years. But tight end Rob Gronkowski says that's no advantage.
Experience or not, it all comes down to how you play on Sundays, how you prepare, how you get yourself ready, and the way you go out and perform.
The winner of Sunday's game goes on to Super Bowl 50. For a look at what could make the difference for both teams, we turn this morning to our regular Patriots analyst, reporter Mike Reese of ESPN.com, who joins us in the studio. Good morning, Mike, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
You know, for the first time in a month and a half, every active player for the Patriots was on the field for practice yesterday, as I understand it. 16 of them were limited, though. Does it seem likely that health will not be a factor in this game?
Well, I think, Bob, the Patriots will have the players they need available to them to put forth their best performance in the game. The question is how equipped they'll be to be at their best, because they're all dealing with something. When you get to this point in the season, in the playoffs, pretty much every player on the team is dealing with some type of ailment.
But the players say, and I'm wondering if it's true, the players all say, you know, it's a big game, we can play through those injuries. Is that true?
For the most part, the injuries that the players have, yes, that's true. The one player that I want to watch very closely is a linebacker, Jamie Collins. He's a quarterback of the defense, a very athletic player, and he has a back injury. And sometimes, you know, that can feel good one day, but then you wake up the next morning and it doesn't feel as well. He's managing that. He didn't play in the meeting between the Patriots and Broncos in late November, and that made a big difference that hurt the Patriots.
Right. They lost that game.
That's right.
Let me ask about atmosphere. There's a lot of hype for a big game like this. The Broncos have seemed quite outspoken criticizing the Patriots this week. Does that have any effect on the team? Can Coach Bill Belichick use that for additional motivation?
He can. You know, they call it bulletin board material, and basically what the Patriots do when they go on the road in a situation like this is they try to adopt an us versus the world mentality, and sometimes that can feed into that, but the timing of it is important to note. It's not like Bill Belichick is telling players that right now as they prepare for this game. It might be something he saves for the night before the game, one of the final meetings that he has for them, and says, hey, let me just show you. This is what they were saying about you throughout the week, just in case you hadn't seen it.
Both these teams have strong offenses and defenses, but is it fair to say the Broncos' success is led by the defense while the Patriots starts with its offense? And if that's true, who do you think on this Sunday will get the better of it?
Well, I would say for the Broncos, it's definitely their strength is the defense. They have the number one defense in the NFL, and Peyton Manning, their quarterback, isn't playing at the same level that he once did. For the Patriots, I would go with the offense as their stronger unit, but I would also say they're probably more of a better, well-rounded team than the Broncos in terms of defense and special teams. I think the Patriots have the edge.
All right, and is that the key matchup? Who gets the better of it, the Patriots' offense versus the Broncos' defense?
Well, you could say that, Bob. I think it would overlook, though, a key aspect for the Patriots, and that's their defense against the Broncos' running game. The Broncos' running game on offense was very good the last time these two teams met, and what that did, it allowed the Broncos to control the game because they held the ball for more than 35 minutes compared to the Patriots at 25 minutes. If the Patriots can't stop the run on defense, they won't have the ball as much on offense.
All right, this could be the final showdown between the quarterbacks, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. The Patriots relied heavily on Brady last week, handing off to running backs only occasionally, passing most of the time. As you point out, the Broncos, on the other hand, relied on the running game far more than the arm of Manning. You expect the same this weekend?
I do expect the same. The Patriots on offense, their strengths are with Rob Gronkowski, the tight end, with their receivers, Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola, and of course, Tom Brady. So if the Patriots can protect Tom Brady and those receivers can get open quickly, I expect a lot of passes. And for the Broncos, they're going to want to really protect Peyton Manning, not put the game in his hands. So they really need to get that running game going because that sets up a lot of other things they can do offensively.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and provides analysis for us here at WBUR. Mike, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you after the game.
Look forward to it.